Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Ches. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. This is the last daf of the first perek of Maseches Nazir. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas's mother, Golda Bat Simcha, Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman and his chus for Shlema for Moshe Elimelech Halevi Ben Basha. It's also sponsored in honor of the yard site of Harav Eliezer Ben Harav Bun Tzemach, Rav Lazer Silver, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, whose yard site is today, Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and it's also sponsored for Shalema to our dear friend Shmaryo Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam, and it's also sponsored Lezecher Nishmas, my Zaidi, my grandfather Moshe Dov Ben David Alav HaShalom, who did the Daf Yomi for well over 50 years and was Mesayim Shas multiple times through the Daf Yomi. Is my personal inspiration in just about everything in life, but especially in the Daf Yomi, and I thank whoever sponsored it for doing so in his memories, and Neshama Shav and Aliyah from all of our learning. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to have the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph that has all of the various Lashonos of Kabbalas and Nazirus that we were busy discussing in yesterday's daf. We had all of these different Lashonos that we kept on referring back to this Mishnah on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So now we'll actually get to learn that Mishnah that discusses all of those Lashonos of Nazirus. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we assume when a person accepts a Nazirus like a boxful, a Malo Kupa, what does that mean? So why do we assume that it means that you have to imagine that whatever box he's talking about is full of teeny tiny mustard seeds, and that's how many Nazirios he's being Mekabel? Why not assume they're full of watermelons and there's like one or two Nazirios? Why would you assume that it's full of mustard seeds? So the Gemara is going to have two answers to that question. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Shita of Rebbe that a person who is Mekabel Nazirus Kisa'aroshi, person who is Mekabel Nazirus like the hair on his head, keeps one long Nazirus. That is the Shita of Rebbe, that it's one long Nazirus. And the Gemara is going to try to figure out, does Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rebbe's Shita in that regard? And then the Perek is going to conclude with three different Brysos that have different Lashonos of Kabbalas Nazirus. And the last of those Brysos talks about certain Lashonos in Greek, in other languages, and that's going to lead us into a halacha relating to Nige Batim, relating to Tzara'as of a home, where also it relates to different Lashonos in Greek of certain numbers. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Ches Amud Aleph at the top. Hareini Nazir Kisaroshi. A person says, I'm being Mekabel Nazirus like the hairs on my head, Uka'afara Aretz, or like the dirt on the ground, Ukicholayam, or like the sand by the sea. Hareize Nazir Olam. That person is a Nazir for his entire life, Umegaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. And he's Megaleach every 30 days at the conclusion of each period of Nazirus, because we assume he's being Mekabel upon himself separate Nazirios, like the number of hairs on his head, or like the number of grains of sand by the sea. And each Nazirus is Chal one after the other. It's consecutive periods of Nazirus. Now, we saw in yesterday's daf that which we divide as Nazirus into multiple periods of Nazirus is because he was taller than Nazirus on a Dover She'en Lo Kitzba. The hair on his head, the dirt on the ground, that's a Dover She'en Lo Kitzba. So he's Megaleach on the 31st day of the Nazirus, and that day he brings the Karbanos, and then right away he begins counting a new Nazirus. Now, the Rishonim in yesterday's daf taught us that is not the same as a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Olam, it's one long Nazirus where he's Mekel Beta'ar every so often, according to one Tana, every 30 days. This is not Mekel Beta'ar. This is Megaleach, that he concludes the Nazirus. He does a full Giluach, and then he begins the next Nazirus. So it's a little bit of a misnomer when the Mishnah says, Hareiz a Nazir Olam. It doesn't really mean Nazir Olam over here. Rebbe Omer, Einze Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Rebbe says, no, this Nazir who says, Kisaroshi, Ke'afara Aret, he's not Megaleach once every 30 days. No, he's a Nazir Le'olam, and he's never Megaleach, because he was Mekabel in this one long period in Nazirus that's going to last the number of days that correspond to the hairs on his head. Ve'ezu Megaleach Achsoshim. Rebbe says, you want to know an example of someone who gets to be Megaleach every 30 days? That's Noeg, a series of Nazirus, a consecutive Nazirios one after the other. Not when you say kisara, that hareini nazir kisar roshi, but when a person says hare alai niziros kisar roshi ukafaretz ukholiyam. Not hareini nazir, but he says hare alai niziros. So then you assume that it's a niziros is lashon rabim. So then Rebbe says, then I'll be moded to the chachamim that when he's being makabel is a series of consecutive periods of nizirus, one right after the other. Then the Mishnah tells us, one of a person says, Hareini Nazir Melo Habayis, and he's being Makabal Nazirus, a house full. What does that mean? Or Melo Hakupa, he's being Makabal Nazirus, a box full. Tosus points out, if he's saying a box full, it has to be that there is an empty box in front of him, because if it's not an empty box in front of him, you don't have to start figuring out what does he mean the box should be filled with. Just look inside the box and see what it's filled with, and then you would know exactly what he means. Maybe if there's a full box in front of him, so when he says a box full, so look, if it's a box full of watermelons, so then you know exactly what he means. He means the number of watermelons in the box. But if it's an empty box and he says a box full, I'm being mekabel nazirus. So both can know. So we have to talk to him and figure out, what did you mean? Imamar achas gedola nazarti. If he says I was mekabel upon myself one nazirus of 30 days, but when I said a box full or a house full, I was trying to say that nazirus of 30 days is going to be kasha alai. It's going to be as difficult for me as a box full of nazirus. It's going to be so hard. It's just an expression of degree of difficulty in observing the nazirus. So then, if he says that's what he meant, so nazir shal shem yom. So he's a nazir for 30 days, and that's it. And the reason why in the resha, when he says sa'arosho, we don't ask him, what did you mean? And in the sefer, when he says kamala abayis, we start asking what he means. I mean, he didn't get to do that when he said kasaroshi, when he said kachalayam. That, you know, we right away said that according to the Tanakhama, consecutive nazirios for the rest of his life. Why don't we ask him what he meant? Maybe he just meant it's as difficult for me as the Chol Hayam. So Karanar explains that when he says Melo HaBayis in general, and he doesn't mention anything in detail, like in the Reish of the Mishnah, he said Kisaroshi. He said what it is. He identified the item, the hair, the sand, the dirt. So it could be when he's so vague in his expression that we could be mefarish. What he means is in Nazirus Achas, it's just that it's difficult for him kamlo abayis. So that we need bedika, we need to ask, what did you mean? We need to interview him. But in the Reisha, when he was Nozer Kesar Rosho, it's not going to help to say that his that he meant to say that it was koshalo, that it was difficult for him, because he identified something specific that has a particular number to a very high number to it. The Mi'iri says the reason is that even though the Chavis and the Kupa are separate things, but they're mitzarif masha betochen. We have a concept called tziruf kli, like you have in Maseches Chala, and by Chumas HaMaisa you have such a din that when things are in a kli, or in one kli, they're all considered to be together. They're considered to be one unit. The kli is mitzarif masha betochen. But once he says melo kupa, it could be that idafka means the number, and he has kavana for multiple nazirios. So that's why we have to be bodek. We have to ask when it comes to the saros. It clearly means separate things. But when he says malo kupa, I'm not sure. Does he mean a kupa, and therefore however many things are in the kli, it's just one big nazirus? Or does he mean malo kupa, that you have to look at the different entities within the kli? That is how the Mi'iri understands the chilik between the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah. V'im amar stam nazarti. But if the guy says, no, I didn't mean that it should be, that this nazirus is going to be as difficult for me as a box full or a house full, he says, I don't know what I meant. I meant whatever you're supposed to mean when you say a box full of Nazirus or a house full of Nazirus, as if that's like, I don't know, maybe that was a common expression of Kabbalah's Nazirus. Then Rowanas HaKupa Kilu Hi Malaya Chardol V'Nazir Kol Yamav. Then we view the Kupa as if it's full of mustard seeds, which is the very tiniest thing that exists, and he's a Nazir for in a series of consecutive Nazirios, one right after the other, for the rest of his life, meaning he's never going to get out of it because these are such tiny things. So Kupa Malaya Chardol, you can't count how many mustard seeds there are. So it's like a davar she'en lo kitzba. So we already said in yesterday's daf that if you're mekabel nazirus b'davar she'en lo kitzba, according to the chachamim, we assume that he means to be mekabel many nazirios, like the number of mustard seeds. Rebbe holds that it's one nazirus arucha, it's one long nazirus for the rest of his life, just like when you say harini nazir k'sar roshi. So it would be subject to that same machlokas. Meaning once we're able to say that the guy says, I meant stam. So now we say, okay, so then we view it as if it's a box full of mustard seeds. So then that's the same thing as saying I'm being mekabel nazirus like the hair on my head or like the sand by the sea. And it's subject to the same machlokas we had at the beginning of the Mishnah as to what that means. Does that mean a series of nazirios or does that mean one long nazirus? That is how Tosfos understands. However, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Meiri explain that his kavana is for a nazirus that has no limit. And he's a nazir olam and he's mekel batar kol shnei masar chodesh. That every 12 months he gets to take lighten his hair a little bit. But when he's miskavin for one big nazirus, for nazirus of more than 30 days, but not liolam, so then there is a gvul and therefore he would not be nazir olam. It's just that even though he tries to be marach in the nazirus, he's only nazir for shloshim yom. So that is, but let's stick with the first approach. Tosus's approach, and typically the default mefarshim on Maseches Nazir are Tosfos and the Rush. So not the Mefarish and the Rambam and others. Tosus and the Rush are the default. So we'll go with Tosus, right? So that's so if he says that that he just meant whatever people mean when they say a box full or when they say a house full, so we view it as if it's a box full of chardol and therefore subject to the same machlokas we had in the Reisha of the Mishnah. Another lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus. Hareini Nazir mikan ad mekom ploni. So we saw this one already. I'm being mekabel Nazir from here until such a place. We have to do an assessment of how long it takes to get from here to Makom Ploni that he mentioned in his neder. Is it pachus mishloshim yom? If it's less than 30 days, then nazir shloshim yom. Then he is a nazir for 30 days because there's no nazirus of less than 30 days. Vim lav. But if the distance traveled would take more than 30 days, then nazir kaminyan hayamim. Then he's a nazir for the amount of days that it would take to travel. That journey to go on that journey. The Gemara had said, Tosfos points out that the Gemara in yesterday's daf said that the Gemara is talking about when he was, that the Mishnah is talking about when he was hichsik bederech. So that's why he's mona nizirios, like the number of days until he gets to Makom Ploni, because mustama he's makabel the nizirios to be matzil himself from sakonas haderech. That's how Tosfos says we explained in yesterday's daf. And then another lashon of kabbalas nizirios. Hareini Nazir, kiminyan nimos hachama. A person says, I'm a nazir, like the number of days in the solar year. So, mona niziros, kiminyan nimos hachama. He has to observe separate nizirios, periods of nizirios, corresponding to the 365 days in a solar year. He said, kiminyan, so we know that he means separate nizirios, not one long year-long nizirios. He means 365 months, 365 consecutive 30-day nizirios. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll bring a raya. Maisahaya, there was a story of a guy who was mekabel nazirus with such a lashon, and the chachamim required him to keep 365 consecutive periods of nazirus, and kivin sheishlim meis. By the time he got to the end of it, he dropped dead, meaning it was such a long thing, 365 months, one right after the other. So by the time he got to the end of it, he dropped dead. That's what Tos points out. This is a raya to the Tanakama. So you see that he had to keep so many nazirios. However, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos writes that since it says in the Gemara that Rebbe is not it says in the Gemara that Rebbe is cholik on this din and holds that he's a nazir olam until he says hare alai niziros kiminyan mosachama, but then he would count niziros nefrados, then he would count separate niziros if he says niziros in a plural. But Rebbe holds if he just says that hareini nazir kiminyan mosachama, then it's one long niziros. So Rabbi Yehuda brings this story as a raya to the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe and holds that you always count separate nizirios from the fact that the Chum required this guy to observe separate nizirios. So you see, not like Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, he's a Nazir Olam, and you would never be able to say Hishlim. There's no Hashlama if a person is a Nazir Olam. That's what Rabbi Yud is trying to accomplish when he brings this Maisa. What he's trying to accomplish is to tell me that this isn't one long nizirios, but that goes forever. It's not a long nizirios that goes forever. It's a multiple periods of nizirios that have an end to it, and that's why we could use the expression Kivin Shehishlim, that once it was completed, because there is such a thing as completing it. Okay, that's the Mishnah with all the different cases of all the different Lashonos. So the one that the Gemara picks up on is when we said that a person says, a box full of Nazirus, Rona Sekupa Kilimalei Chardel. So the Nazir called Yavam. That we view that box as if it's full of Chardel, as if it's full of mustard seeds, and now he's a Nazir for the rest of his life. So why do you view it as if it's full of Chardel? Why don't you view it as if it's full of gourds or something else, or cucumbers or something like that? And then he'll be allowed to drink wine after he finishes those periods of Nazirus. That's how the Rush explains the Gemara's question. Tosus and Meiri explain that the Gemara's question is that let him count Nazirios like the numbers of Kishuim, and allow Takana that he'll be able to count a smaller number of Nazirios only like the numbers of Kishuim, not like the numbers of Chardal. And we could even be more makel than that, and we could say, forget about it. Don't view it as if it's full of Kishuim. Don't even view it as if it's full of watermelons or whatever the biggest fruit you can think of is. View the box as if it's full of dough. Because dough is one big unit, right? Because that's what the Rush points out. That it's lav dafka, that's what Tos points out. That it's lav dafka that we're asking about kishuim, that we should say, oh, why mustard seeds? You should view it as if it's full of cucumbers. No, we're not saying there's no kunz in cucumbers. We're saying be as makel as you possibly can. Why are we being as machmir as we possibly can? We should be as makel as we possibly can. And the most makel thing you could say is that it's full of dough. Why? Because the dough is one gush. It's a gush echon. It's one unit. Then no matter how big the box is. And that's really the Gemara's question. Why are we being so machmir? We could be makel. It'll be a takanu. It'll be something that will be beneficial to this person. Then he won't need to be so machmir. So the Gemara has two answers. We have Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. So first the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiah, that the Mishnah that says that we view whatever he says as luchumra, and we have to treat it as if it was Melech Chardol, b'machlokashnu. That's really subject to Machlokas Tanaim v'Rabbi Shimon here. And our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Where do we find the Machlokas Tanaim about this? The Amar Adam Machnes Asatzmo L'Davar Shesfekel Chamor Mivadai. That Rabbi Shimon holds that a person is Mekabel upon himself to be Machmir Misafek, even though if it were a vadai, he wouldn't have to be so machmir. Meaning, if you have possibility A and possibility B is more chamor than possibility A. But even possibility B is not as chamor as remaining besafek. So Rabbi Shimon says, you still remain besafek, instead of just going all in on the more chamor of the two possibilities. And our Mishnah is a perfect example of that. Because of the safek, whether he was Makabel, one Nazirus that relates to the number of Kishuim that are in that box, or he's Makabel, many Nazirios that relate to the number of Chardol that would fit in that box. So his din is more chamor than if he were to actually be Mekabel Naziros of a Kupa Malaya Chardol. Because if you were to say straight out that I'm being Mekabel Naziros like a Kupa Malaya Chardol, he'd be able to be Mekaleya Kol Shoshim Yom. He would be able to say, okay, every 30 days you get to take a haircut, because every 30 days you're finishing that Naziros, starting a new one. But if we're Mesupak, whether he was Mekabel one Naziros or he's Mekabel many Nazirios, so then he has to be Mekabel along Naziros. He's Mekabel one Naziros and he's Megaleach, and then after that he can't be Megaleach anymore, because there's no Teglachas without a Karban, and he's not able to bring a Karban on any subsequent Naziros, because I don't know if he's really a Nazir, because he may have already accomplished his, he may have already fulfilled his requirement with that first Naziros. So he could observe one period of Naziros, bring Karbanos, and then Naziros after that, there's no getting out of it, just like Bizman Azed, there's no getting out of it because we don't have a Karban. So he's not going to be able to bring carbon, because it might be Chul Nazara, because he might not be obligated in the Zivus. So here's a case where if we were to go with the more chamor possibility, it would still be more kal than remaining the safek. And we still assume that a person is machnis himself to the safek. Where do we find Rabbi Shimon holds that concept? Detanya. Hareini Nazir Almanas Shiei B'krizeh Meyakur. Person says, I'm a Nazir Almanas, on the Tanai, that this Kri has Meyakur in it. Kur is the largest Mida that we have in Shas. It's a Kur is 30 Se'in. A Sa'ah is 6 Kavin. A Kav is 4 Lug. A Lug is Shisha Beitzim. So we know how big an egg is, but then you work up from there. We think we know how big an egg is. Then you work up from there to figure out how big. But a Kur is a very very, very large midah. So a guy says, I'm being mekabel nazirus if there's 100 kor in this silo, v'halach, and he went to go see if there's 100 kor to measure it, umetzor shenignav al sha'aven, and it was all stolen, it was lost, he couldn't measure it. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, savik nazirus la'achmir. Rabbi Shimon says, we have to be machmir misafek all the yisuri nazir, savik nazirus la'achmir. Even though, so in this case, being machmir, because you're machmir more because of the safek than if you just would have gone with the more chomer possibility. Meaning, if he would have discovered that there are 100 kor there, okay, so then he's a nazir. So he observes nazirus, so he brings his karbanos, and he's finished, and that's it. But if you're not sure if there was mea kor there, he has to observe his nazirus, but he can't bring karbanos at the end because he may not be a nazir because maybe the condition was not fulfilled. So it's the more chomer than the more chomer possibility is the suffix possibility. And Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, we got to go with that. We got to go with the suffix possibility. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Matir, shesafik nazirus la'akel. Rabbi Yehuda's Matir, he says he doesn't have to observe nazirus at all because the suffix nazirus la'akel, a person is not machnas himself into a suffix nazirus where the suffix is going to be more chumra than the vadai. And his das must have been that if he's not able to be mevarer whether there's 100 kor there or not, then there's not going to be any nazirus whatsoever. Then he's not being makabel any nazirus whatsoever. The Tosas and the Rush raise the question that we're going to have on Daf Yud Gimel, the Mefurish Mishnah, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a takana. He could just say that if my Tanai was not fulfilled, then I'll be observing a nazirus b'toras nedava, and then he could be megaleach at the end of the nazirus. Meaning he could just make a conditional nazirus. If my Tanai was not fulfilled, then I'm doing a stam of nazirus. I'm being a couple of different nazirus. So Tosfos says it's still a suffix is more chamer than vaday, because what if he were to become tameh before he made that Tanai that he's being makabel in nazirus b'toras nedava, and a suffix nazir shenitma is not able to bring carbon tuma, and he's not able to start the new nazirus, and it's going to be asur legaleach liolam. So it would still come out that there's a chitimtza to make it that it's more chamer. Anyway, that was all one answer to the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was, why do I view the box as if it's full of mustard seeds? View it as if it's full of something bigger. So the Gemara's answer was, yeah, we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that a person is machnis himself into a safek, even when the safek is more chamor than the most chamor possibility. Another answer, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you say that our Mishnah is going also like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that safek naziros lahakel hasam lo nachis le naziros hacha nachis le naziros ubemai lusluke minei. That even if you say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that safek naziros lahakel, we could still be mechalek when a person is. It takes a neder nazirus al manas that there aren't meyakur. So Rabbi Yehuda's mekel because lo nachas le nazirus. He was never yored into a chiv nazirus because maybe there aren't meyakur. And misafek he wouldn't be makabel nazirus. Meaning his starting point is that he's not a nazir. Our whole question is did he become a nazir? So when I don't know, so I can assume status quo. Status quo is he's not a nazir. But hacha. But over here where he says that I'm being makabel nazirios like meloa bias. Or Kupa, so Nachas and Nazirus. One thing is for sure, he's being Makabel and Nazirus. I just don't know how to interpret how many Nazirios he's being Makabel. So B'mai L'sluke Minei, his status quo is therefore that he's a Nazir. And I can't get him out of that. So I have to keep him in the status quo. And that's what our mission is assuming. So ask the Gemara, am I low? Why can't we be Makel Misafik? Lachzi L'kupa Kilu Malek Shun V'Diluin V'Tavile Takanta. Because view it as if it's full of Shun V'Diluin. And there will be a takana hasalka daitach because we're assuming that even if he says melo chardel nizirus hu dekabel lave, he's being mekabel separate periods of nizirus. So after he finishes the first nizirus and he's megaleach, so right now what is he? He's not a nazir yet. Meaning, just because it's a series of periods of nazirus, it doesn't mean he's becheskas nazir. He's only becheskas nazir if it's one long period of nazirus. So when a person is a nazir, you say, okay, now he's becheskas nazir. But over here, the issue is that he's going to be a nazir multiple times, one after the other. But one is for sure, he finishes that, he brings his karbanos, he's done. So now his chazaka is, that he's not a nazir. So why would you say that he has no takana, that he has no way out of it? You can't say that since up until now he's been knowing nazirus. The Rosh Hashanah points out that up until now, since he's been knowing nazirus, he's becheskas nazir, and misafek, we can't lift that status of nazirus from him, because each nazirus is a separate entity, and the new nazirus is something that he doesn't have a chazaka in yet. He's not connected to the new nazirus, so it should be safek lekula, like every safek nazirus. So that's the Gemara's point. So the Gemara is miyashev Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. So again, Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is that you don't have to say that our mission is going when it says chardul, it's going like Rabbi Shimon. It could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda, who is more makel by safek nazirus. But that's because the guy started as someone who wasn't a nazir, so we could be more makel. But in our case, I know he's intending to be a nazir, so we're going to be more machmir. The Gemara says, what do you mean you know? His status is not of a nazir. He already finished the nazirus. It's got nothing to do with the next nazirus. So answers Gemara, it's Rabbi Yehuda Savala Karebi, that if a person says Hareini Nazir, Rebbe holds it's only one long period of nazirus. And Rabbi Yehuda is assuming that way. We know Rebbe holds that way from our Mishnah, that Rebbe Omer, Ein Zem, Galeach, Achas L'Shloshim Yom, that Rebbe holds that if a person says Hareini Nazir Kesar Roshi, he's not Megaleach once every 30 days. Once he said Nazir and not a plural of Naziros, he just said Nazir Kesar Roshi, he's only being Mekabel one long period of Naziros. Ve'ezu Shemegaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom, and Rebbe said in our Mishnah, you want an example of someone who's being Mekabel a series of Naziros, one after the other? Ha'omer, Harei Alei Naziros, Kesar Roshi, Kafara, it's Chalayam. When he says Lashon Naziros in plural, that's when it's one after the other. So since Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, when someone says Hareini Nazir Kimla Kupa, it's one long period of Naziros, because not Naziros Kimla Kupa. He said Hareini Nazir Kimla Kupa. So Rabbi Yehuda is assuming like Rebbe that that means one long period of Naziros, and because of that, because of the suffix, maybe he means Melo Chardol. So we're Machmir to be Noeg for the that he should be Noeg Naziros for the rest of his life. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is assuming, like Rebbe. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda, mi savor lak Rebbe? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that? Meaning, the Gemara's whole reason to reject Rabbi Yochanan in the first place was that, no, it's clearly a series of Nazirios, and if it's a series of Nazirios, so once he finishes the first one, he has no Cheskas Nazir. The Gemara's answer is, it's not a series of Nazirios. Rabbi Yehuda is assuming like Rabbi, that it's one long Nazirios, and that's why it's Becheskas Nazir. So since he's Becheskas Nazir, we keep him in that Chazaka. So the Gemara says, yeah, but does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi? Rabbi Yehuda mi savor lak Rabbi? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi that if a person says, Hareini Nazir, singular, kisa'ar roshi, kecholayam, kafara aretz, that he means one long naziros. Vatanan, in our Mishnah it says, hareini nazir kaminyan imosachama, that if a person is mekabel, a nazir, in singular, like the number of days in the solar calendar, that amar Rabbi Yehuda, maisa haya, Rabbi Yehuda is, the Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll bring a raya from a maisa that happened where the chum were mechayiv the guy, a series of nazirios of 365 separate nazirios until he dropped dead. And the kibin sheish lemei. So when he finished the whole series, he dropped dead. Well, I'm bishlam naziros kamakabel alei. If you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda assumes that that means that he was makabel 365 separate periods of naziros. Hayne time to give the shlemeis. Then it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda says that the person was hishlim. He finished it, and when he completed it, he died. But if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one long nazirus like the minyan yimos hachama, miyavi hashlama klal, is it shaykh to say hashlama? Hashlama is when you have a series. Meaning, hashlama doesn't mean I finished one thing. That's not finished. That's just you did it. Hashlama implies that there is, this is the way some of the Rishonim understand, at least. It's a difficult line in the Gemara. But hashlama implies that you completed a series. If you're assuming, if you think Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, that when you use the word nazir rather than nazirus, you must mean just one long nazirus, you wouldn't be able to use the lashon of hashlama. But Rabbi Yehuda says hashlama, so it must mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a period of consecutive nazirios, and that's why there was hashlama. That's why he completed it. And I'll bring you another raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi. Va'od mi savor lak Rabbi? Can you possibly say that Rabbi Yehuda to hold like Rabbi that it's one long Nazirus whenever you use Nazir in the singular. Vatanya, we have a Braisa. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareini Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kayetz. A person says, I'm a Nazir, again singular, the number of the Hilkati Kayetz, which are the piles of drying figs that are being left out to dry. Uminyan Shibale Shmita, or the piles of, or the number of Shibale Shmita. What does Shibale Shmita mean? So several Shitas in Rishonim. The Mefarish understands that it means the whatever is left in the field from the Yavul of the previous year. Tosos and the Rush say, no, it's not Shibale Shmita, it's Shvile Shemitah. And it means that since your field is wide open during Shemitah, there are lots of paths because people keep walking into the field. So there are a number of well-trodden paths in and out of the field. So that's what it means, the Shvile Shemitah. The Rach understands that they were poritz geder of their fields. They would break down the fences of their fields and their gardens during Shemitah so anyone could come in. So and that's why that is a shame of Shvilim. Whatever it is. So it means a lot. I'm being Makabel, a Nazir, Kaminyan, the Hilkati Kayetz, the Shibale Shemitah, so Mona Niziros, Kaminyan. It's a communion, Shibale Shemitah. So he counts separate periods of Nazirus, which are many, that correspond to the Hilkat Kaitz or the Shibale Shemitah. And essentially, for the rest of his life, he keeps one Nazirus after the other of 30 days, then he's Megaleach Karbanos, and again, 30 days Megaleach Karbanos, one after the other. So you see from this Braisa that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though he used the words Haredi Nazir in singular, not in plural, it does not mean one long Nazirus. It means a series of Nazirus, which is not like Rebbe. Rebbe said that as long as you use the word Nazir in singular, it means only one long Nazirus. So it says, it's not a riot. It's not a riot that Rebbe doesn't agree to Rebbe. Minyan Shiny. Over here, he added an extra word. He didn't say Hareini Nazir Ki Hilkati Kayetz. He said Hareini Nazir Ki Minyan Hilkati Kayetz. Kiminyan Shibale Shemitah. Once you say minyan, then clearly you mean a series of consecutive periods of Nazirus. Minyan is the game changer over here. That's what changes everything. So, frankly, Gemara, Umi Shani Le the Rebbe Minyan. Does Rebbe think so? Meaning, I understand, Misvara, that one could hold like Rebbe, that when you just use the word Nazir, it means one long Nazirus. And you could also hold, yeah, but unless you say minyan, then the word minyan overrides that and says that, then, no, it's a series of consecutive Nazirios. But does Rebbe hold that distinction? Does Rebbe hold that minyan changes anything? I'll prove to you that he doesn't. V'atanya, we have a brisa. Hareini Nazir, kiminyan yimos hachama. A person is makabel Nazirus, and it says, kiminyan. The number of days in the solar year. Mona Naziros Kiminyan Mosachama, that he counts the number of Nazirus relating to the number of days in the year. Kiyamei Halavana, if he says like these, the days in a lunar year, Mona Kiyamei Halavana. He counts the Nazirus for 354 consecutive Nazirios. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe disagrees. And he says, Achi Omer, Naziros Alai Kiminyan Mosachama, Kiminyan Mosachama. Rebbe says that no, I don't care that you said minyan. Minyan doesn't mean that it's a series of consecutive periods of Nazirus. You have to say Naziros. You need to say it in the plural. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda really agrees to Rebbe that if you don't say Naziros and you only say Nazir, it means one long period of Nazirus. Oh, and when you said the Hilkat Kayetz and the Shibale Shemitah, that was many because you said minyan, and minyan changes everything. Rebbe doesn't think the word minyan changes anything. So if Rabbi Yehuda really holds like Rebbe, the word minyan wouldn't have changed anything. So says Gemara, well, Rabbi Yehuda partially holds like Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda, Savla Kavasei Bechada, Upalgalei Bechada. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe in one matter and disagrees with him in a different matter, meaning he holds of Rebbe's general principle, he just doesn't take it quite as far as Rebbe had taken it. Meaning, Savla Kavasei Bechada, that Naziros kibel lave, that if you say Hareini Nazir, not Harei Alai Naziros, then Naziros kibel lave, then we assume it's only one Naziros. Upalagale b'chada, but he disagrees with Rebbe in that the Rebbe Yehuda shani lemona, v'Rebbe lo shani lemona. The Rebbe Yehuda thinks it's different when you say minyan, that the word minyan overrides that and tells you that it's multiple Nazirios, where Rebbe thinks so even the word minyan doesn't change anything and doesn't override that. Okay, so now the parak is going to conclude with three different prices that have different lashonos of Kabbalah's Nazirus. So price number one, Tan Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir kol yemei chayai, or Hareini Nazir olam. So then I raise the Nazir olam. Olam, if a person uses the expression of Kol Yimei Chaye or Nazir Olam, so he's what we call a Nazir Olam, which means he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, but he gets to be Mekel Betar because he never was Kaveya a period of time for his Nazirus. But if he says Hareini Nazir Afilu Me'ashana, but if he's Kaveya a period of time, even if it's an unrealistic period of time, the guy's 80 years old and he says Hareini Nazir for Me'ashana, it's overly optimistic, or Afilu Elef Shanim, where the guy is whatever age, and he says Elef Shanim, so Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, that person is not a Nazir Olam, El Nazir Li Olam, he's a Nazir forever. Nazir Olam gets to be Mekel Betar when it's Hichbid Olav Sa'aro, but a Nazir Li Olam is not Megaleach at all. He's knowing Nazirus, one straight Nazirus for the rest of his life. So that's what he becomes, a Nazir Li Olam. Then the Gemara brings a second Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir Ve'achas. I'm a Nazir and one. So Manashtai, then it's two consecutive Nazirios of 30 days. Because when you say Hareini Nazir, Makabal first Nazirus, and when you add the word Ve'achas, you're being Makabal the second Nazirus. But what if he doesn't stop there? He says Hareini Nazir Ve'achas Ve'od. So now he says Nazir Ve'achas Ve'od Manashalosh. Then it's three Nazirios. There's Hareini Nazir, there's Ve'achas, and then there's Ve'od. And what if he says Hareini Nazir Ve'achas Ve'od Ve'shuv? He throws another. Then Mona Arba. Then he has to count four consecutive periods of Nazirus. So says Mar Pshita. I mean, how many words can you come up with that mean more? You keep adding and it will, and come up with another word that means more and it will be five Nazirus and another word will mean six. What are we saying over here? So Mal Detema Vishuv Kikulu. Now one might have thought, he says Hareini Nazir Va'achas Va'od, so that's three Nazirios. Vishuv, and do that over again. Meaning Vishuv, and that therefore would come out to six. Mal Detema Vishuv Kikulu Vavile Shis, and therefore would come out to six. He's doubling the previous number. So Kamashmalan's low. So that's why the Bryce says Mechadish, that's not what he meant. What he means, it's not what he meant. It's his das was only to be Mekabel one more Nazirus for a total of four. The Rush points out that it didn't have to just say that on the word Veshuv. It could have already said that on the word Va'od, right? Meaning he said, Hareini Nazir Ve'achas, that's two. Maybe Va'od means twice that. And you already have that Chiddush over there. But we're just picking the last one because that's the biggest number already, once because it compounds. So we're saying that, no, it doesn't compound, and it's just one right after the other. A third and final braisa relating to lishonos of kabbalas nazirus. Tan rabbanan, hareini nazir. A person says hareini nazir, and he says a number that he's being makabal of how many nazirios, but he says it in a foreign language, not in Hebrew. So sumchus omer hein. If he says hareini nazir hein achas, that means one, because in Greek the word hein means achas. Tosos points out that we find in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Aleph and Beis that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Eilu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Yira Shemayim Bilvad. How do I know that the only thing, the one thing Hashem has in this world is Yira Shemayim? From the fact that it says Va'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem El Kach Hashem Me'imach Ki Im LiYira, and it says in Iyo Vayomel Adam Hain Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. So you see that in Lashon Yivani, it's Hain is Achas. So the word Hain, we could darshan psukim in Eov that the word Hain is Achas. Digon, if he says Hareini Nazir Digon, then it's Shtayim. Then we assume he means two. Trigon, so then Shalosh. Then we assume he means three Nazirios. Tetragon, Arba, that's four Nazirios. Pentagon, Chamesh, like the Pentagon, right? That's five Nazirus. That's five. That means he's being Makabel five Nazirus, because in Greek that means five. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim over here. What are the limits of being Makabel Nazirus in other languages? Do you need to understand the other language? Is Greek somehow different than other language? Is Greek exactly like Lashon Shabadu Chachamim Melibam? Kinuya Nazirus. What exactly is the status of being Makabel Nazirus in Greek, but we're not going to get into that right now. Instead, we'll try to finish the parak over here. So the Gemara brings a final braisa, but not relating to being Makabel Nazirus, relating to digon and trigon and tetrigon and pentigon, right? Related to that. So the braisa tells us as follows. Tanu Rabbanan. Part of this braisa appears in a Mishnah in the 12th parak of Nega'im, where the Mishnah says, but the rest of it is over here, Bayis Ogul, if you have a round house, meaning you have a house that doesn't have any corners, it's built in such a way, you had a funny architect, he decided to make that it's a circular room, like a stadium, or Digon, or Bayis that on one side is rounded, and on the other side there are just two corners. So instead of a four-cornered room, you have a two-cornered room, and then in the front of the room, instead instead of hitting corners, it just rounded off in the other side of the room. Or says digon. Trigon is a triangular room. Pontigon is a five-sided room, I mean five-cornered room, like the Pentagon, right? So there are five corners on the, well, the Pentagon is five sides. That makes for more than five corners. I can't do the math now. But five corners on the room we're talking about now. So eino matami b'negayim. Such a house is not matami b'negayim. Tetragon, but if it has four corners in the room, then matami b'negayim. My time, why should only a house that has four corners be matami b'negayim? Because it says lamata omer, it says v'ravi nefasa negel b'kiros habayis. So we learn kir kiros, so that means two walls. L'maylehu omer kir kiros, and also earlier it says v'rasa negavine negel b'kiros habayis. So reikar arba. So that tells us about four kiros, which leads to four corners of the house. In the parsha of nigei batim, that tells me that in order for a bayis to be tamei b'negayim, it needs to have four kiros. So since it has four kiros, it has four zavios. But any other house that doesn't have that exact number of corners is not going to be matami b'negayim. Hadron alach kol kinuyeh. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Nazir.